Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting and roles for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Besiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, when we last talked with Colonel Alan B. West here on the Dom Show, he was jumping out of planes for a week. So he is a guy who's very much clued into physical fitness, what's going on with the military. And we thought with Pete Hegseth and this fitness test change and Hegseth in general in the Pentagon, good time to catch up with the Colonel here. Colonel Alan B. West on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Colonel, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, it's great to be with you, and happy Easter Resurrection Day a couple of days after.
Well, thank you. Same to you, Colonel. So, Colonel, I mean, this is in the area where Pete Hegseth got caught up with Signal before. I don't like it that he has the wife on there, the personal lawyer. His brother works in the Pentagon, but not exactly directly. But it seems to be of that ilk, and they are not using Signal anymore, at least we believe. The thing that's distressing now, though, and wanted to pick your brain, is internally, and some of it seems to be back and forth about Iran, that some people didn't like our posture. Maybe they want us to hit Iran. It's very hard to tell, but something's gone on again, worse than before, arguably, to bring them down.
Yeah, I tell you the one thing that you don't want when you have a change of command, and I participate in quite a few, you don't want that leadership turmoil in those first few months because that's such an important transition period. And that's when a new leader has to come in and really set out his vision and what he seeks to accomplish. And if there are some things that need to be changed, you're very clear, specific, and you articulate these things. I think one of the most important things that the Secretary of Defense Hegseth has to get to is, you know, talk about a national military security strategy, which dovetails off of the national defense security strategy, which should be coming from the national security advisor and that office. And so everyone needs to be on the same sheet of music because guess what? The Constitution says clearly the only other title that the president has is commander in chief. And so I think it's important that you are inside his decision cycle, inside his head, and understands his objectives and priorities and his vision as well. But I just think it's very harmful awful, all of these sideshow antics and things that are coming out and distractions, because it causes people to kind of scratch their heads and go back to thinking, was this a good decision? And I think that very quickly you have to quell all of this stuff and get back to understanding your business, your task and purpose.
Now, on the upside, though, it is pretty clear that the military recruitment numbers are up. I don't think that's and also we're going to talk about the fitness part of this. He's a very fit mm-hmm. guy. And we're emphasizing new parts of this, and he's also emphasizing if you're going to be in combat and you're a female, you have to do this, the same things. So are the recruitment numbers up pretty well?
Yes, they are. There's right. no doubt about that. I mean, January, they were the highest in, I believe, 10 to 15 years. So I think that that's a reflection of a restoration of true leadership emanating from the person that is the commander in chief all the way through the Pentagon and elsewhere. So that's something that's the low hanging fruit. And then also when you talk about physical fitness standards, yes, we need to go back to how it used to be. This is not about the whole DEI push. It's not about equity. It's not about equality of outcomes. It's about the equality of opportunity. But still, there's a standard that has to be met, and the standard should not be lowered. No one lowered the standard for the Tuskegee Airmen, but what they said is that give us the opportunity, and we'll be just as good a fighter pilot as anybody else.
Yeah, without a doubt. I don't know if you've seen the new test. Here are a few things in it. 2 miles, and you're a runner, so I think this is a very generous time. 2 miles in 22 minutes, Colonel.
Jeez, man. Yeah. I just ran 5 miles. I was up in Lexington, Massachusetts for the 250th anniversary of the start of the American Revolution, and they had the Lexington Patriots Day run. And, Dom, I have never run a race before where every turn you took, it was uphill. But it was 5 miles, and I finished it right at an hour. And I'm 64 years of age, and that's a 12-minute mile pace over 5 miles. So if a 64-year-old can maintain a 12-minute pace over 5 miles, I think that, without a doubt, back when I was at Fort Bragg, the standard was 4 miles and 9 minutes, 36 minutes to be in the 18th Airborne Corps. So I think that 11 minutes is incredibly generous.
Yeah. My only experience with the military in this, I got to run with David Petraeus at the height of it, Colonel, mm-hmm. at Fort Pace. And I may have lied that I could do this in 8 minute or 8.5 minute miles. About 3 miles in, I was throwing up, I'll admit it. And General Petraeus
was a stud.
Oh my God. And he's trying to talk about running for president. He had a woman who was a Rhodes Scholar, and of course, he was a target then. We're running a bit off base. They're holding automatic weapons up as they're running at that pace. What chance did I have?
Little to none. But and again, remember, General Petraeus was a guy that when he was commanding at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, he got shot at a rifle range. The guy is a walking stud. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And I think that leadership, it has to emanate from the top, and we need to have those type of leaders that have that type of physical regimen, and they can, challenge the younger generations of officers, non-commissioned officers, and soldiers as well, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coasties, Space Force Guardians, to achieve that higher level of fitness. Because I got to tell you, I mean, some of my recent trips onto military bases and installations, it's like the donut shop. It's taken over. I mean, it's incredible. Yeah. And this whole thing about the beards and everything, even my wife says they just don't look disciplined.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. One other area I wanted to talk about, too. How realistic is it, the Iron Dome, or your sources, your sense? I've heard of North Korea over the years, vaguely, we'd be able to shoot down maybe one missile. But that's one of the president's big legacy items. If the Israelis have the Iron Dome, why don't we have a better system?
Yeah, you got the Iron Dome and also David Sling. And I think that it's already been proven that that is a very effective system. But the thing is that you have to have batteries of this. You cannot just have onesies and twosies. You have to be ready for a mass influx of missiles coming in, not just the occasional one. So if we're going to do something like that, which I think is very important when we look at in Alaska and maybe the upper northwestern, north yeah, northwestern coast, Oregon, Washington, we've got to have those systems there to protect us. And again, I think that's why it's important that we look at the right type of security arrangements with Greenland, because we know Russia and China are looking at expanding themselves into the Arctic Circle and seeing how they can exploit resources there, which means that if you want to exploit resources, you have to have troops to be able to secure those things. And we do not want them encroaching in into a possibility of having the ability to affect us. And the other thing you have to think about, Dom, is EMP, electromagnetic pulse, where, you know, someone can be on a ship, a vessel, you know, out in international waters close to the American coastline, and they can fire a rocket missile into the atmosphere that can detonate and affect our electromagnetic systems.
That's a great fear. I don't know where we are with that, Colonel, but what's your principal thing now in the imminent future for listeners? What are you up to?
Hey, I tell you, one of the things we're doing at the American Constitutional Rights Union, we have the Defender Initiative, ACRU.org, because we want to reward sheriffs that are out there working with ICE under the 527G program, I believe that's the 527G program, so that we can get these criminal illegal immigrants off the streets. And I'm very disturbed with some of the decisions we have coming from our jurists, to include the Supreme Court, where they are placing criminal illegal immigrants and people that have broken the laws and undermined our national sovereignty to come into this country, and they want to grant them constitutional rights. I'm scratching my head on that one.
Absolutely. Where do we find all things Colonel Alan B. West?
You can go to theacru.org. Also, if you're here in the Dallas County area, dallasgop.org. We just started our municipal level elections today. It'll end on the Saturday, the 3rd of May. All the social media programs, Substack, and also the Steadfast and Loyal podcast.
Thank you, Colonel, as always. Thanks for coming on today.
My honor, Don. Thanks for having me.
All right, Colonel Alan B. West here, scoffing at the idea of 2 miles in 22 minutes here in this new test. Okay, coming up, is the Trump administration really going to give $5,000 cash, a baby bonus, to every American mother after delivery? It says every, doesn't say married or anything else. One proposal would reserve 30% of scholarships for the Fulbright program. Wait a minute, are people going to have a child because they're going to get the kid into the Fulbright program? I could just see Johnny, I'm not going into the Fulbright program. I don't know if that's an effective thing. And are we going too far? Is this the natalism thing? It's Elon Musk and all worried about we need American mothers to produce more babies. Something about that's a little bit squeamish with me. Those kind of incentive tax breaks, etc. Yeah, we want people to be parents and make it easier for them. Absolutely. But $5,000, I'll give you more details on that. But first, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
All right, today we're playing for a pair of Fandango movie codes to see Thunderbolts from Marvel Studios, only in theaters May 2nd. Second day in a row, so that must be the case. It's only in the theater one day. All right, but you'll be able to see it. All right, but it's also that you're the winner today, every day when we do this. What's the backstory?
Yeah, Dom, so today we're talking about celebrities or famous people whose deaths greatly affected us in one way or another.
Right.
And Dom, there's a guy who I didn't really know much about, to be quite honest, until he passed away. And it's when he died that I did a lot of research, a lot of videos of him doing his songwriting and his playing popped up. And I did a deep dive into the world of this guy and really became a strong fan. And if you listen to the Dom show, I often say how much I respect this guy and how he's a great musician. But just before dying, he released one last song that he wrote and sang, and this is the final recording of this individual's life before he passed away. We're looking for who this individual is, an all-time songwriting great, and now also appeared on the silver screen alongside an all-time Western great.
Okay.
But who's this singer, Dom, an all-time songwriting legend? Great stuff, Tom.
Great songwriter, yeah, performer,
yep,
etc. All right, that might be a layup. You got to jump in right now to get a win today. 855-839-1210.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is exactly right. All right, here's the clue. Who's singing today?
Going up north where the hills are winter green. I gotta leave you on the California coast.
That guitar playing in the background, Dom, is yes. A huge clue in itself, I'll say that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. All right, I think Anthony, I can sniff this one, and Mulca Hill has it. Anthony, who is that?
Okay, so I don't know the song, but I'm pretty sure it's Kris Kristofferson.
No!
No!
That's a great guess, though.
It's a
wow,
guess.
Wow, Anthony, what a guess, man.
Yeah, that's similar, but a better voice, I think, and not as growly of a voice. And I don't think, well, yeah, Kristofferson was a songwriter, too.
Yeah.
Rob on a cell. Rob, who is it?
I'm pretty sure that's Glen Campbell.
Yes, it is Glen Campbell.
Yeah.
And
I'm very excited.
Oh, you are the winner. Nicely played, Rob. Enjoy. I'll put you on hold. And I never pretty much paid attention to Glen Campbell in the manner of Danny's convinced me of that, though. Yes.
And it really wasn't until he died, Dom. And I So I first became familiar with Glen. Obviously, I knew his music, but then watching The Wrecking Crew, a documentary about the great work that the session musicians in L.A. did in the 70s, 60s, and 70s. He was a big part of The Wrecking Crew, backing up the Beach Boys and all, then spurning off a solo career where, Dom, listen to this. This repertoire is amazing that this guy has. He has 64 albums spanning five decades, 45 million records worldwide, including 12 gold albums, four platinum albums, one double platinum album. Obviously, that finger picking you hear in the background of Adios, his final recording before passing away, very similar to one of his big hits, Gentle on My Mind. And that's why I wanted to point that one out.
It's called Adios.
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 Oh,
yeah,
man.
And it's about, yeah, it's about, yeah, you know, right, leaving behind the world and going to heaven and such. And yeah.
What was it about that, or he had Alzheimer's? Wasn't it about going into that, or no?
It couldn't. It could be interpreted, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah, that he, like Reagan, did the same thing when he knew he wasn't going to be coach.
Yeah, that's, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right on the money with that, yep.
Yeah, very, very big talent. Okay, another winner. Thank you, Rob. Glad you love that. You nailed it. We do that every day here for a great prize, and you get the title belt for the day, too, which is always fun. Okay, the White House throwing all kinds of things out, ideas in recent weeks for persuading Americans to get married and have more children. A new cultural agenda pushed by many of the allies on the right to reverse declining birth rates and push conservative family values. One proposal would reserve 30% of scholarships for the Fulbright program, the international scholarship for applicants who are married or have children. Another would give a $5,000 bonus to every American mother after delivery. I don't know if they have to be married or not. A third, oh man, calls on the government to fund programs that educate women on their menstrual cycles, in part so they can better understand why they're ovulating and able to conceive. You know, this strikes me. I'm not saying it's anything wrong with it, but this notion of more and more babies is a personal thing. And going down this path, a national policy on it, is not exactly something about it just strikes me. Maybe it's the must thing and the number of kids he has, et cetera. I'm not saying that's what they're putting out there. But what I'm saying is it just is something a little bit off to me. All right, the other news story, and tomorrow with some of the guests, I am going to ask him about this. The Trump administration doing something that reflects where America is, I think. They are going to collect the money finally. In other words, all these people that have defaulted since when, it might be 5 years, on their student loans, they will be in the hands of debt service. So some of the people we may get tomorrow, Linda McMahon, the Education Department, maybe Treasury, maybe a few others, we are going to be, I'll ask them about that. I'm on board with it. I mean, we've been down this road before. Why is this debt so much different than other debts? And we've heard all kinds of things. Look, at one point, everybody was told you have to go to college. The mechanism was there that if you didn't, you couldn't get into certain careers, can't apply for a sales job, it used to be, in certain ways, if you didn't have a college degree. Well, that's changed a good bit, and I think more so needed. But still, the money out there, due to the COVID period and due to the Biden administration, is something that is a debt that has to be collected. So there's going to be garnishing of wages. There's going to be big stuff on this. And again, I don't know that this is 80-20. It might be 60-40, 70-30 of Americans that say, yes, we've been through this before. You got to pay up. So 855-839-1210, you'll get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push #1210, and we'll get you on board. Elizabeth in Jersey's next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Elizabeth, afternoon.
Oh, hello, sir. Well, happy Easter to all.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
I just wanted to say when I'm listening here on the app, and the Mr. Santorum interview was really good. I hate to say we're talking about death. When Pope Francis just right. passed away, I actually wasn't too sad. I mean, no disrespect, but I was more sad when Pope John Paul II or Benedict passed away, but anyways, I just...
Yeah, well, Rick Santorum is as good as it gets, you know, on all these yeah. issues. He's my go-to guy, yeah. So, Elizabeth, who's the notable person that passed that moved you paid a lot of attention to?
Well, again, in a non-adulatory way, Princess Diana, I think just because of the way that she died, and then her sons were so young, and I don't know, it just really affected me. And not, like I said, I wasn't, you know, we had British in our blood, but it wasn't anything, you know, I just felt so badly for her sons. So I don't know, sort of maybe more emotional about it.
I got you. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thanks for that call. We appreciate it very much. Now, Mother Teresa died, what, a couple days before. And I always, I thought I was getting close to getting Mother Teresa on as a guest. And anybody that when you say mother in front of their name, you know who they're talking about. There's only one. I just always thought that nun was a saint among us beyond belief, etc. And I remember, to her point, she wasn't talking about adulation of Princess Diana. It was sad, young sons, etc. But the outpouring for her versus Mother Teresa during that period of time, when they both died relatively close together, was an example of celebrity culture, big time. But, you know, people are moved by the passing of someone because of maybe their youth, the manner that it happened, the suddenness of it, whatever. So we're doing that today as a side question coming off the Pope. Henry, I sent you guys, but I know busy, tomorrow at the White House. I don't know if we should do, we've done this a couple years ago, but famous building slash room in the building, or I always like famous addresses, 1400 Pennsylvania Avenue. So I would expect tomorrow one of those two will be something we'll do given being at the White House. It's appropriate. And the address is, there's a lot more that come to mind pretty easily.
Totally.
Rodeo Drive. I'll be taking Mockingbird Lane off, and it's like Budgewire. Not going to win with that, you know, real or fictional. Everybody has an address that is pretty good. All right. So that's what the plan is tomorrow. And this stuff on student loans, even this thing, I get the notion that we want to prop up married couples with kids, but just encouraging more births through some of this stuff, it just gets to too big of a government thing to me. I'm not going down that path. Also, this is a winner. President Trump taking on Harvard is a definitive winner. This might be 90-10. People are not going to stand with Harvard on all this nonsense. The Trump administration froze another 100 million? They froze another billion. They froze another billion. So I think it's up to 3 billion. And case in point with the Ivies. Do you remember the Biden administration official? You may not remember her name. She was the assistant attorney general, Kristen Clark. And there was all kinds of problems with this woman. She's African-American female, around race. And she's the one that also, and this is why people have trouble with the Ivy League, big college. She's the one that had a particular penchant for going after people like Mark Houck. Mark Houck, pro-life extraordinaire here in Philadelphia. Even Larry Krasner did not see anything that he did in the mini confrontation at the abortion clinic over at 12th and Pine. And yet, this woman, through the Justice Department, the FACE Act, Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances, concocted the scheme where we showed up with federal agents, state agents, heavily armed, 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning, Mark Houck's house out there in, where is it, in Bucks or was it in Monco? I want to say Monco. With 7 kids in the house, you can imagine, with rifles pointed, heavy duty pointed at them. She's now teaching at Penn. And what's she teaching? The Biden Department of Justice civil rights official behind all this, of course, civil rights. This is the type of stuff where we're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to take people like this to just float big ticket items through Ivy League schools after what they did. In what universe? And you know, in Philadelphia, it didn't take long for the jury to say that Mark Houck was not guilty. When Larry Krasner will not go after you, and yet they sigged the Justice Department on you, and she was the chief agent of this. She's now at Penn, probably big ticket, and a couple of other schools. prattling on about civil rights. What about the civil rights of Mark Houck, who I believe still has a big lawsuit out there, and I'm convinced he's going to win a substantial amount of money, and he should. Big time. That was one of the most, even for the Biden, how they went after Catholics. And I'm still waiting for an answer. Hopefully, Kash Patel's got a lot of other big stuff. I want him to bring in those people in the Richmond FBI office who said, we are going to surveil, take license information, etc., on Catholics who were going to the traditional Latin mass. Remember that? You don't forget about things like this. She's at Penn. This is what they're about. They're not fooling anyone. Harvard thinks they're going to make us cry uncle on this. How is that? How is that going to work? Their endowment is $53 billion. They shouldn't be getting this money anyhow. I hope they don't get any of it. Not a dime. Let them dip into their endowment if they want to save the world. All right, phone lines. Hit us with that notable passing that moved you. You were shocked, whatever it might be. You stopped and you thought about it. We've taken things like JFK off the board. Henry had a sports one. Dan had several. We'd love to hear yours at 855-839-1210. First, though, let me remind you about Sicily. Bro and I are thrilled to be hosting our listeners going with us. We've been to Italy twice before. There was quite a space between. But every time we went to Italy, this is the third, we went with Conservative Tours, the very best, the grand tour of Italy. We've done that. We've been to Rome. Venice was unbelievable. But now Sicily, the cultural marks that have been left by the Germans, the Spaniards, the Normans, way back. And the beauty, Mediterranean Europe, that's Sicily, and Calabria this fall. And when you're headed there, Conservative Tours, you've heard Dawn talk about him, you've heard me, nobody does it better. $55.44, including airfare, dining events we enjoy are the stuff of legend, bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. All you have to do is pick up the phone, get all the information, and get ready to join us. 888-733-9494 or go to conservativetours.com. We'll have the Godfather part of the tour. That's right. Visit the locales from all three movies. Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples, Terramina is the big hot spot, Sicily, Savoca, all these places, and you'll do it in great style with Talk Radio 1210 listeners. So call 888-733-9494.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Ro watches it still. That American Idol, apparently a little kerfuffle. I didn't know that Carrie Underwood had the sway on that show, but apparently she did because they recently did, I don't know if it was on Easter night, they did a faith-based episode where the stars performed and the people in American Idol also performed around religious songs. And I'm looking at the Daily Caller today saying they were reportedly divided about doing that. And Carrie Underwood was the one who pushed that episode. Just kind of interesting. Huh. I'd love to see that, you know, appropriate. Fox put stuff on Easter that was religiously. If there's any day you're going to do it and you're looking for a niche, I'll settle for that, too. The fact it's religious, that would be the time to do it. And it's the songs were non-denominational. They were not. I don't know if there was anything Muslim, a song or any, but I mean, they were not proselytizing a particular sect or religion. How Great Thou Art, I think Carrie Underwood did, all-time song. And the song that always gets me when done at funerals, since we're talking about people passing, is Amazing Grace. When that's done well, there's just nothing like it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that does tug at the heartstrings for
oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. So we're looking for, wow, I see some interesting answers here. When someone passed in the wake of Pope Francis, who is it that either moved you, you were shocked, even if you knew it was coming, something about it jumped out at you? Blavitt and Frank Rizzo here locally. You know, back, we were still CBS then, so I remember when the Phillies were on Talk Radio 1210, the big talker then. I got to do the play-by-play when they memorialized Harry Callis at Citizens Bank Park with a WIP host.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was quite HOF on the side, on the first base side. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what they put on third, but just an all-time great. Nobody, I mean, I've heard great voices, but that fit baseball. And when Richie Ashburn passed, that was shocking because there was no indication of, well, there wasn't with Callis either, and he died at a ballpark. Was it opening day? It was something like opening day or the second day of the year at the Nationals.
Very early on.
Yeah, at the Nationals. And that duo could not be more beloved than anybody that's ever done broadcasting in Philadelphia. I mean, it's just impossible to beat that. So those passings, people were in shock. I think more with Ashburn, maybe a little bit, it was no indication of anything. Let's go to Chris in Malvern on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chris, afternoon.
Hi. Of course, he had been battling cancer for a while.
Yes.
And he had in for him. But the day that his wife announced to start a show that Rush Limbaugh had died, it slipped my mind. And I was driving, and I was just so impacted by that. I just had to pull over.
Wow.
And I sat in the parking lot of this church listening. And it was something to hear that he was dead.
Yeah. Do you know that Philadelphia, Chris, was the last market out of the 10 big markets that took the Rush Limbaugh show? But once we did, it was so big. I went to 5 of them. All the hosts went to Seafood Shanty. Hundreds of people would show up to listen to the Rush Limbaugh show at Seafood Channies eating seafood. I mean, who else could draw? Some, you know, you're listening to the radio eating seafood. So that's a bigness. I never practice when I'm going to introduce somebody, you know, big guest or whatever. I mean, I might sketch something out. It wouldn't be extemporaneous, but. For Limbaugh, I introduced him, Rush, at the Academy of Music when he was well. There was no indication of anything. And we practiced to get it down to 59 seconds. They timed me, if you can imagine. So, yeah.
Can Henry do his bumper music once?
Sure. We'll play that for you coming up. I think we can still do that, Henry, if we have it there. I think we, yeah, his bumper, you know, the, who is it, the Pretenders?
Oh, you're asking the wrong guy.
Do you have it, though?
Well, I'm sorry, I was on the phone.
The Rush Limbaugh bumper music was
let
a request.
Me look around.
Okay, next break, we'll bring it up. 855-839-1210. We are waiting, too, for Robert Kennedy Jr. to drop at 4 o'clock today during Rich's show this notion of going after dyes in foods, and candies is the point of emphasis today. So I hope when we're at the White House tomorrow that we have a shot that Kennedy is one of the people we get to have on that you can hear. But I'm pretty much thinking the president's going to be there, but I don't know if he's going to be on Radio Row with us. But we are going to have, you know, all the cabinet members, I would think, are going to be there. And a lot of people today are crediting the guy that I credit a lot. Besant, the Secretary of Treasury, for the surge in the market. I don't want to spoil it. I won't tell you how much it's up. I want to wait to the final gong today since days have been lean like this. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Man, these farmers being touted on Fox, former Yankees coach, spending like a couple thousand dollars a week to feed the pigs. It's a MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, friendly farm. But that's a lot of money. Is that what we're going to be required to do here? Wow. All right. So Kennedy is in his lane today. This is the lane that I'm intrigued by, the food supply. And how this plays out is going to be big stuff at 4 o'clock today. 855-839-1210. It is the lightning round next. Hit us with that death that moved you, shocked you. You had some kind of reaction to it I see a couple here. Yeah. Kennedy, I think, is arguably the all-time. 500 books have been written about it. Still debate it today. Prime of life. The shock of that. America in shock when that went down. Then the funeral, John, etc. That's probably... Locally, Frank Rizzo, and recently, Jerry Blavitt. Those are two that are memorable. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, it appears to be a lot of speculation with some trade deal with China all of a sudden, Besant and others, and the White House tomorrow, if that's the case, and anything. Oh, thank you, Henry. Let it play out a little bit. There's your request. Yeah. One of the most famous entrance songs in the history of media. It appears that there could be something moving forward with China. Maybe that's why the markets are reacting this way. We hope to bring you that tomorrow if that's the case. Joe in Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Joe, good afternoon. Hi.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good Tuesday. Good Easter Tuesday to you.
Thank you, Joe.
After I present my answer, I have a comment. But the celebrity whose death shocked me is the Texan classical pianist Van Cliburn, who had won a piano competition in Moscow, after which he began his career as a professional pianist. And then shortly thereafter, he dies. I don't know what he died of.
Well, you know, I always admired him. Joe was the first one that I paid attention to other than Liberace, because he beat the Russians in Moscow, as you said. That's hard to believe, you know. Not exactly going to be looking at an American competitor. Yeah, that's a name, without a doubt. What was your comment, Joe?
Yeah. You were interviewing Colonel West. And Colonel West touched on Greenland.
Yes.
The reason why Trump is so keen on Greenland is that he wants to install an Iron Dome defense system similar to the one that Israel has.
Well, absolutely. And you heard what Colonel West said. It might take more than just there, but you're right. That's why it's strategically important. Thank you, Joe. And again, this is in the news because of the problems, you know, the battle going on with the media going after Pete Hegseth. Does that delay then getting movement on the Iron Dome aside from even Greenland? Let's go to Karen in North Carolina. Karen, who's your person today?
Hey, Doug.
Hi.
Your favorite fan in North Carolina.
Thank you, Karen, very much.
Yep, you entertain me on many, many days, and I appreciate it. My person that really shocked me was a U.S. figure skater named Laurence Owen. And I'm thinking of this because of the recent plane crash where we lost a lot of young figure skaters.
Yes. Right.
But Laurence Owen went down with a plane in 1961 with the entire U.S. figure skating team. She had just won the North American Skating Championships in Philadelphia, and she was the U.S. national champion, too. She was 16 years old and was on her way to the World Championships in Prague, and the plane went down in Belgium. It set back American figure skating several years until we got to Peggy Fleming. But if she has a long Wikipedia article, and she was known as the Winchester Pixie, and I was a little kid and I looked at her picture on the cover of Sports Illustrated and went, oh man, she's dead. Oh, I mean, it hit me as a little 10-year-old kid.
Sure. So. That's a great example. Thank you, Karen. Thanks for the kind words too. Henry with the Michael Jackson, and Dan had one with, I forget the person, we said, oh, people die.
Cameron Boyce.
Yes, even though it wasn't a fan thing or whatever. It just hit you. Some of these deaths, well, this next one, again, this was huge because of the Coast Guard searching, and there was hope out there for quite a period of time, might be alive. John in Belmar. John, who's yours?
Hi, Dom. This poor kid was 38 years old, and you just mentioned him when you were talking
yes.
about his father.
Right.
And he had so much to live for, and he was at the top of his game. And on his way to his cousin's wedding at Hyannisport, and JFK Jr.'s plane just went right into the ocean with his wife and sister-in-law.
Absolutely. Was, yeah.
Yeah.
And we
25
had,
years ago.
Yep. Thank you, John. And we had quite a search that went on, a lot of resources, Coast Guard, Air Force, et cetera. Yes. Again, not sure of his skills as a pilot, but that was Camelot's final. Well, we still have Caroline Kennedy, but that was the next in line and had done a lot of things. And that little boy, John, is still one of the moments that Americans remember from the assassination. Okay, All right, it is time to pick a winner and tell you what's on the agenda for tomorrow. So, Henry, we've had some great ones. What do you like?
Yeah, man, it's a really tough one out there. I want to say, just based on their answers and the way they spoke with such passion for him, I want to say Joe and Hatboro with the answer of Frank Rizzo. Mm-hmm. That seemed to really break him up. Like he said, it was almost like it was in his own family.
And he was young then. Yeah, he was in his 20s. Yep.
I thought Karen in North Carolina's answer of Laurence Owen.
Right.
You know, it broke her up as a 10-year-old. I think that's what we're looking for today. And Chris and Malvern, you know, spoke very kindly about Rush Limbaugh. I thought those were the three best answers.
Yeah, the one that was the most emotional in some ways was Chris and Malvern and Rush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go with Chris and Malvern, actually asking to hear the entrance music again. So, yeah, and Rush made this slot the spot. So I'm honored to be in it. I don't know how many years this is, but Rush Limbaugh, when we say pioneer, there's nothing close. When you have to practice to get it down to 59 seconds, the intro, we don't do it with anybody else. So it was Academy of Music almost sold out with Rush Limbaugh at big ticket prices when he came here.
Wow.
All right. We hope to be striking all kinds of things tomorrow from noon until 3. From the White House, I mean, we both have gray suits. What could go wrong? RFK Jr. today announces something big, and the markets like whatever the Treasury Secretary and others are saying. Huge rally today. We'll bring you all that from the White House tomorrow. Follow on Twitter as Dan and I make it there. Is it the Odd Couple traveling to the White House tomorrow? go to at Dom Show 1210, at Dom Show 1210. There may be a video or two we put up there if we can. Drive. Rich is next here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8-ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at RingCentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.